The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody. It is Vince Russo, and it is Monday. It is April 13th, 2020. And I assume, as myself, all of you are still self-isolating yourself until we get the word that it will be safe for us and it will be safe for everybody else to go back out and try to go on with our lives and continue our lives as much as normal as can be expected. The bottom line is nobody knows what the new normal is going to be following this experience. Let's hope this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience for all of us. But the truth of the matter is we don't know. But this is something that we've all had to deal with. We are all in this together. We are all dealing with this together. I hope that we are all out there supporting each other, giving each other the strength and the love that you guys need to continue on a daily basis. It's going to be a different world out there, guys. And we're not going to know what to expect until we are out in it. But I've stated before, I've been at peace with myself during this entire exercise. I have not been stressed. I have not been scared. I have not been nervous. I just know, as a Christian and as a firm believer in God, and knowing God is in control of all, I'm at peace with that. You know, a lot of times, you know, when it comes to God and God's will and God's way, a lot of people look for concrete answers and you're just not going to get them. You're not going to get them right now and you're not going to get them in this lifetime, because there is only one God and he is a superior being and he is perfect. And for us to try to, you know, get in God's head is just something that is literally impossible. It's not going to happen. So there is a lot of the unknown. Is this God's doing? Is this the devil's doing? Where did this virus come from? Is this virus real? There are so many unanswered questions. But at the end of the day, we do know God is in control of everything. And with that, I have a great, great, great inner peace, because I trust God. I trust God with all my heart and soul. I know everything happens for a reason. I may not understand what that reason is, but I do know that God oversees all and God is in control of all. And I do know that everything closer, everything in our lives, everything that happens to us personally is designed to bring us closer to God. And I think this is one of those experiences. You know, guys, I've spent the last month or so just, again, you know, soul searching. Really trying to get deep within my soul and understanding who I am and trying to understand what God created me for, Vince Russo, what he wants me to do, what he wants me to accomplish while on this earth. And it has given us all the opportunity to really look inside and really take an inventory of our hearts and our soul and who we are. And I don't think that's by mistake. I believe now that we needed to stop, man. And we just needed to, you know, just take a time out and have some perspective on our lives and have some retrospect on ourselves individually. What are we doing at the very point of our lives that we're at now? What kind of people are we? What do we represent? How do other people see us? What is in our box? What is important to us? I really believe that's what we were all supposed to be doing at this time. There are many times in the Bible, God said, just be still and know that I am God. Be still. Be still. Stop. Reflect. Meditate. Breathe. Relax. Be still. Take a look into yourself. Do you like who you are? You know, again, I'm not, you know, when you have God at the center of your life, you try to look at everything through God's eyes. But let's face it, there are a lot of people that don't believe in God. So if you're a non-believer, let's just take it at that for argument's sake. You can still look at yourself. Do I like who I am? Am I doing this world more good than harm? What motivates me? What makes me tick? What are the things to me that are important? You know, really, really taking a look at your entire life. Now, I can't believe for one second that there is one person out there that does not want to change something. There cannot be one single person out there that thinks they are absolutely perfect in everything they do and everything they say, because there isn't one. There is only one perfect God. All of us are sinners. All of us make mistakes. All of us F up. All of us know, if we really take the time, what are our strengths and what are our weaknesses. What do we need to give more of? And what do we need to change? Guys, I want to talk to you a little bit about yesterday was Easter Sunday. And again, you don't have to be a believer. And I'm not even going to get into that, because there are a lot of people who don't believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and then resurrected from the dead, even though he told us beforehand that's exactly what he was going to do. There are a lot of people that don't believe that. I am not going to sit here and I am not going to try to talk you into believing that. What I am going to tell you is, without a shadow of a doubt, me, Vince Russo, with all my heart and soul and being, I believe in that 1,000%. There is no question in my mind. That was God's way of showing us through Jesus of an everlasting life. That was his way. God was killed by man. Jesus was killed by man. And he rose from the dead to have an eternal life, which I believe will happen to all of us who take God's gift of forgiveness once we repent to him and we ask him for forgiveness. I believe all of us will be given everlasting life if we believe that with our heart and our soul. But let's just say for a minute, you don't buy into it. You don't believe it. It's hocus pocus. Let's talk about the word. Let's just talk about the English language. Let's look at the meaning of resurrect. Okay? The meaning of resurrect is to restore. The reason, the meaning of resurrect is to revive, is to regenerate, is to revitalize, is to breathe new life into. Whether you're a Christian or not, we all have the opportunity right now to resurrect our lives after this. After really spending a month, 2 months isolated, reflecting, looking at the things we like about ourselves, the things we don't like about ourselves, we can resurrect our lives. We can start anew. We can revive. We can restore. We can regenerate. We can revitalize. We can breathe new life into our lives. All of us can do that, whether you are a believer in God or not. That is a choice that we all can make during this time. Once we go out those doors and back into the world, we are going to go with new life and we are going to go with new meaning. We are going to restore ourselves. But guys, I have to tell you, without God, that is going to be a very difficult task, because as humans, we are prisoner to habit. As humans, we all do what we usually do. We are victims of habit. It is very, very hard for us to change doing it alone because we're not used to it. Putting other people before us, we're not used to that. And it's going to feel foreign and it's going to feel different and it's going to feel like it's not us. And we're going to feel like we're going against the grain. So what are we going to do? We're all going to go back to how we were. The pettiness, the hate, the greed, the selfishness. We're all going to go back to what we know if we attempt to restore ourselves on our own. We're creatures of habit. But when God is at the center of your life, it's going to be a little different. Because you're going to make the same mistakes and you're going to want to go back to what you always do, because we are humans and we are all victims of our routine. You're all going to go back to what you know, but the difference with having God in the center of your life is God is there as a constant reminder. God is there to forgive you, but not let you forget. Vince, you're going to have to do better. You're going to have to go back to start. We're going to have to keep doing this over and over and over and over and over and over again until you get it. God is going to hold you accountable. If you surrender your life to God and say, God, take over, please forgive me. I want to accept your gift of forgiveness. And in return, I am going to give you all of me. All of me. Well, at that point, then we have to be obedient. That doesn't mean we're not going to fall short. It doesn't mean we're not going to F up. But once we accept the forgiveness and the love of God, in turn, we are being obedient. In turn, we are listening. We are not ignoring. So when we fall short of the mark, when we screw up, when we F up, God is going to make us do it over and over and over again. And he's going to let us know immediately. Immediately. He's going to hold us responsible because we asked him to. Hold us accountable. Hold us responsible. When you make that commitment and you receive that forgiveness, you are telling God, your will is my way. I want to be the person that you created me to be. And I'm going to keep falling short and I'm not going to be able to break through without you. So with no God in your life, you can attempt it. But the second it starts becoming difficult to be nice to people, to extend love rather than hate, the minute it becomes difficult, you're going to go right back to what you know. But with God, that's not going to happen. Because God knows in his heart of hearts that needs to change. If you are going to try to walk in my footsteps, that has to change. No, Vince, you will never be perfect. But throughout the journey, you are striving to be the best human being you can. And I am walking with you every step along the way. I am here. I got you. I'm holding you up. You're going to fall. I'm going to pick you back up. And we're going to get this right. Because God wants to ready all of us for something great. That's why we were created. God did not waste time on us unless it was for something great. But we have to be ready for it. We have to be equipped to do the job. And that's what the journey of life is. Every single day. And God is going to test you. He's going to put you in spots and situations, and he's going to see how you react. And 99% of the time, you're going to fail. And God's going to pick you up, and God's going to dust you off, and you're going to do it again, and you're going to do it again, and you're going to do it again, and you're going to do it again. But if you leave it up to your own volition, that is not going to happen. You will quit and you will go back to what you know. If it's money, if it's power, if it's greed, if it's hate, if it's jealousy, if it's disrespect, whatever it is, you're going to go right back to that. Because we are creatures of habit. And when something becomes too difficult, we quit. God is not going to let you quit. When you make the commitment to him, and in turn, he makes the commitment to you. What are we going to get out of this? If you guys are believing for 1 second that we're all going through this for nothing, and there's not a reason for it, you're missing the mark. because this is an opportunity for us all to become better human beings. This is our resurrection. This is our revival. This is our rejuvenation. This is where we breathe life back into ourselves. This is it. You could do it without God, and it's not going to last. Or you can do it with him, and he will make you the promise. The promise that he will be there with us every step of the way to help us become the person that he created us to be. And guys, I've said it, it's a free gift, but it is a personal choice, a personal commitment. It is a one-on-one relationship. I'm not going to sit here and try to talk you into anything. All I'm going to do is sit here and tell you how easy it is. Just ask God for forgiveness. Tell God, God, I saw your resurrection yesterday. I celebrated your resurrection. I saw the miracle of your resurrection. I want that in me. I want my soul to be cleansed. Please rid me of the poisons in this world. Resurrect me in your image. I drop to my knees. I ask you for forgiveness. I ask you to show me the way. Show me the light. Lead me. Direct me. Take over. I am making that commitment to you. I've screwed up time and time and time again. Please forgive me. That's it. But you got to believe it. You got to believe it with all your heart and soul. You got to believe it. And guys, I can't express to you the inner peace I have during this time, knowing God's in control, not understanding why this is happening, exactly what's going on, but I do know God is in control of everything. And I do know he has said, be still and just know I am God. And that speaks droves. I want to shout out to a listener, a new listener, Jean. I heard Jean has been listening to this show and she really appreciated it. And I want to tell Jean, Jean, I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody that takes the time out to listen to this show. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, I ask God, use me as a vessel. Let me speak to people that I may be able to reach with my voice, but use me. Whatever you want to say to them, funnel it through me. All the other shows mean nothing. They're entertainment, they're drama, they're comedy, they're haha. They mean nothing. This is life. And we have one life to live right here on this planet. Do you want to go that life alone? Do you want to go through that life lost? Or do you want to go through that life with wisdom and with knowledge and with love and with understanding? It's a choice, guys. And that's life. I want to remind everybody, stay safe. Keep other people safe. Pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for other people. Guys, I love you. That is life. And I will see you next time.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.